Somebody has a problem here. I hope that person finds out and corrects it. This is KX4Y.
4Y. G3ZHI. Yeah, you're coming through fine off the computer, Dieter. Just a bit of, well, you can hear the music in the background anyway, playing, so obviously. I could never get the MCI link to work, so I don't know whether that does work online. I think that's what you were talking about, but it'd be nice for somebody to stream the audio off a website, so that people could just click on a link and get it without sort of going through the login and password procedure on the MCI business. Okay, I'll stand by. G3ZHI.
Yeah, Ian, I don't know about the website thing. I've never tried that before, and don't really have a chance to do it. The music you hear in the background is the telephone line I'm connected to, waiting for the actual contact to start, and the space station is still over Southeast Asia, so it'll still be a while, of course. 15 minutes could be about exact before the actual event starts. I appreciate everybody standing by, and hello to Russia, and hello to Hamburg, Germany, and it's great to see everybody on this morning. So this is KX4Y, and I appreciate everybody's interest in this event. This is KX4Y standing by.
Zero Victoria X-ray November 4, still logging on.
I just see a message that RV3DHC is recording the audio. Thanks for doing that, and I would be interested in receiving a file of that recorded audio, if you can email that to me. My mailbox size is unrestricted, so even a 10 megabyte file is not a problem. And for anybody with any questions, my email address is kiloxray4yankee@amsat.org. Okay, RV3DHC already has it, so. Thanks for all, for everybody standing by. This is KX4Y in Scottsboro, Alabama, and we are getting ready for an audio transmission between a school in Texas and International Space Station. The event will start in 14 minutes from now, and about 10 minutes from now, or 9 minutes from now, I will mute everybody on the AMSAT server, so we don't get anything coming back in there other than the audio that we are feeding. I don't have the capability to mute edu_net, so I would appreciate if everybody refrains from speaking or transmitting into that conference server during the actual event, so that we all get pretty good audio. And while this is going on, I will try to make a recording of the event on the AMSAT server, and I will also try to record the event here on my little laptop computer that I'm speaking on right now. This is KX4Y.
MCV listening. Victor Echo 6, Romeo Oscar Tango repeater, LSCO radio club, you are ping-ponging the server. You are ping-ponging the server.
U0ACM link.
This is KX4Y in Scottsboro, Alabama. I wish that everybody would just mute whatever they can mute, and to make sure that no junk is coming back to either one of the conference rooms or to all the conference rooms. It'll just make it kind of messy for everybody else, especially once the event starts. And we are waiting for the event to start at in about 8 minutes, and the event is between a school in Raines, Texas, and the International Space Station. And the International Space Station is just about leaving Asia. Some of the footprint is still over there, and it's heading towards Hawaii. So the event will start in about 8 minutes or so. And I appreciate everybody muting their input into the system. And it would be nice if we all have a good transmission and that we can listen to. So I appreciate everybody standing by. And I'll be muting the AMSAT server in about 5 minutes from now. This is KX4Y. Oh, what I meant is I will be muting the inputs, all the inputs into the AMSAT server in a few minutes from now, except for the audio feed. This is KX4Y.
Golf Zero, Tour November Portable Data.
That was not a very good signal from the portable, but let me get ready with my things here, so I'll be clear for now, and the contact will start in 7 minutes from now. This is KX4Y.
Standing by, Dieter.
I understand that the transmission will take place in about 7 minutes from now, so there's quite a few people listening on here. This is David G4YR. I hope everybody's made it and listening on this frequency.
Jack on the wrong frequency.
2875, well, I should have jumped in and told me, right?
Currently is nearing the Hawaiian Islands, and it's whizzing along at around 17,000 miles an hour. This contact will be performed using the Telebridge Network, a worldwide network of amateur radio ground stations that enable students to contact the ISS. ARIS is a consortium of volunteers from 9 nations that develop and operate the amateur radio station on the International Space Station. The stateside members of ARIS are the American Radio Relay League, the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation, and NASA. And the amateur radio ground station that will establish contact with the ISS today is WH6PN at the Sacred Heart Academy in Honolulu, Hawaii, and that's operated by Nancy Rochelo and Dick Flagg. And thanks for helping us out today, Nancy and Dick.
You're very welcome.
We are communicating through a worldwide communications network provided courtesy of MCI, and Deb and Candy are our operators today. And we're just about 4 minutes, a little bit over 4.5 minutes until contact time. And our school for today is the Raines High School in Emory, Texas. And now let's check in with the students. And I'm going to ask teacher Dina San Harper to please tell us a little bit about the students that are taking part today.
Okay, we're a Raines High School. It's a rural high school, and I have a room full of chemistry, physics, and med-ed kids in here, all waiting to talk to the astronaut and listen what he has to say.
Okay, that sounds lovely. Are they all excited?
I think they are.
Yeah, it sounds like a Texas big-sized excitement to me.
I'm not getting audio here.
So, all the students are from, Raines County, I believe, is your area?
Yes.
Lovely. And what's the weather like today in Emory?
Oh, it's real pretty this morning. Kind of cool, sunshiny.
Lovely. Sounds good. I'm in the middle of a snowstorm out here in rural Virginia. And Nancy and Dick, how's the weather in Hawaii?
Well, it's about 80 degrees, but it's not sunny because it's the middle of the night here.
No, well, that's okay, but another day in paradise.
Yes, it is.
Lovely. Well, I'm glad to hear that. Hopefully we'll all get a chance to come out there and visit you sometime real soon.
Okay, good.
Now, Nancy, we've worked with you on numerous school contacts in the past, and before the contact begins, could you just briefly tell us about your station and where you are again and how you'll handle the conversation, please?
Okay. We are in the Amateur Radio Club station at Sacred Hearts Academy, which is an all-girls school, and several of our club members helped to prepare the station for this contact. About 30 seconds before the space station is predicted to rise above our horizon, I will begin calling. I will use my amateur call sign, WH6PN, to contact International Space Station, NA1SS. As soon as I have established contact, I will say, "Go ahead, Raines." And at that point, Dean, you have the student spot. I'd like to remind the participants to speak clearly. It is very important that each speaker say "over" when they are finished. As I mentioned before, the pass should last about 9 minutes. Just before we anticipate losing contact, I will let you know, and at this point, you may wish to say a group goodbye. Dina, do you understand?
Yes, I do.
Okay, good.
Well, thanks, Nancy. That sounds lovely. And as we mentioned earlier, we're expecting to pick Leroy up exactly when he comes up over the horizon, which is about 1 minute and 40 seconds from now. And we're hoping to have a good clear contact through the entire pass. But I believe, Nancy, you said we might lose the last minute when the space station sets over Diamond Head?
Correct.
Okay, well, that's a scenic viewpoint on the island that I'm sure other folks might have seen on television or recognized.
Mm-hmm.
Well, yes, go ahead. Is that Rick?
Yeah, I am not getting this. It keeps telling me the conference hasn't started yet.
Okay, well, sorry, Rick. You'll need to stand by.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to remind everyone that what we're doing on the ISS is an experiment, so we can never tell the results, positive or negative, until the experiment is over. And I wanted to remind the students to remember to say the word "over" at the end of their question. Deb and Candy, maybe you can offline take a look at the web serving for the audio streaming.
Thank you. In progress.
Thanks, Deb. And Nancy, in about 30 seconds, the space station should be coming in over Hawaii, so I'm going to hand it over to you, Nancy. Good luck to everybody.
Okay, I'm going to begin calling here. NA1SS, this is WH6PN Honolulu calling for a scheduled contact. Do you copy? Over. NA1SS, this is WH6PN Honolulu calling for a scheduled contact. Do you copy? Over. NA1SS, this is WH6PN Honolulu.
Development in the womb differ in if the mother were in space. Over.
Other experiments with animals such as birds, and we're suggesting that we look at
you think will be the greatest technological advancement that will come out of the research you all are doing now? Over.
NA1SS, this is WST in Honolulu. Do you copy? Over. NA1SS, this is WH6PN. Do you copy? Over. NA1SS, you're very weak and weak, very, very weak. Over. Over.
Of course, it's very important to monitor in space because we're getting exposed to it, obviously. So we have various different ways to do it. We have instruments on board that record the radiation history that we're receiving on the station. We also wear personal dosimeters that are analyzed after we get back to the ground. They also measure the exposure that we've received. And so we have both active and passive devices that that measure these the radiation and also rely on satellite data. Over.
How did you adjust to Newton's third law of motion while in space? Over.
Well, yes, Newton's third law definitely comes into play in space, and it becomes very obvious that if you push on something, you're going to react in the opposite direction. So that's something you get used to very quickly, and you quickly learn that all you need is a fingertip to push yourself to the other side of the module. Over.
Since you have been in space so long, have you had the opportunity to notice any changes that have occurred on the surface of the Earth from your perspective? Over.
Well, we absolutely have. Of course, we can see the different changes in season and weather. We can see where an area used to be covered with snow, and now the snow has melted, and it looks different. We've also been able to see effects of things like the devastating tsunami in Indonesia. Over.
You have learned a lot of science, but what was the one thing you did or experiment you performed while in space that you remembered reading or studying about in school that made you say, wow, it really does work that way? Over.
Well, Sylvia, I'm going to go back to Newton's third law. Of course, that's something I learned pretty young because I was always interested in rockets and jets and things like that. But, you know, in space, as the former questioner pointed out, it's a very good place to demonstrate Newton's laws, and I was able to demonstrate that just by very slightly pushing off on a wall, I could just easily float to the other side. Over.
People will be able to spend the rest of their lives in living on a space station. Over.
Well, yeah, I think it's certainly possible for someone to live longer term than we do on the space station, many years even. We are able to keep ourselves healthy with doing a lot of exercise. Of course, the limiting thing we would worry about would probably be the radiation. So it'd be a matter of how long do you want to stay up here and how much radiation do you want to, extra radiation do you want to absorb? Over.
Could a sphere large enough to let a small fish swim in it be formed near gravity, and could a fish actually swim in it? Over.
Yes, actually that's something that would be possible, and that's how it would work. However, as the fish swam in the bubble, he would probably break the bubble up into smaller bubbles that would fly away from the big bubble and suddenly find himself floating in the middle of the module in air, and that wouldn't be too good. Over.
What is the material used on the space station, and how safe is it from space debris? Over.
Well, Katie, the material that is used to make the modules is aluminum. It's an aerospace aluminum alloy, and we also have additional aluminum sheeting on the outside that serves as micrometeorite shields. In between the layers, we also have something called Nextel fabric, which is a ceramic composite. Now, that is all very effective in stopping small pieces of debris from penetrating the hull of the space station. Of course, this doesn't protect us from every possible scenario, but it's pretty good. Over.
And if there are, how are they affected by weightlessness? Over.
Well, the lubricants on the space station are aerospace lubricants that you would find in aircraft or on the ground, and they behave pretty much the same way. If, of course, fluids behave differently in general in space, but these lubricants are generally viscous enough that they coat the surface they're supposed to coat and help things move. Over.
Have there been
Any new discoveries by researchers in space concerning the Texas State molecule of the Buckyball C-60. Over.
W-860N, do you copy? Over.
Yes, copy. Loud and clear. Over.
Okay. Go ahead, Greens.
Are you allowed to carry personal items, and if so, is there a rule on how much you can take? Over.
We are allowed to carry personal items, and of course they have to be small and lightweight, and they can't be any kind of a hazard to us or the spacecraft. And so there are certain guidelines and certainly very strong weight and size restrictions. Over.
Do you ever get to review the final results of the experiments we helped conduct on the ISS? Over.
Yes, we absolutely do. That's one of the things that's nice and rewarding is being able to follow up with the results of the experiments that you helped perform in space. And so on my past missions, I've been able to do that, and I look forward to doing so on the ISS as well. Over.
Like when the shuttle takes off? Does it hurt? Over.
Well, it doesn't hurt when the shuttle takes off. It feels like someone kicks you in the back of the chair there, and there's a lot of shaking and rattling during the first stage, and you feel the G's build a little bit, but the G's really aren't too bad. At the maximum, it's 3. It all feels like is this little weight on your chest, and it takes a little more effort to breathe, but it doesn't hurt. Over.
If you were to push a Hot Wheels car on a circular loop in space, in the space station, would it go forever and maintain the same speed? Over.
Well, Chad, in the absence of gravity, if there were no friction in the wheels of the Hot Wheel, if there were no friction between the wheel and the track, that would be true. However, it would eventually stop because of the friction between the wheels and the axle and between the wheels and the track. But that's a very insightful question. Over.
Okay, Reigns, it's time ask one last question and then say group goodbye.
Maybe we can get Felicia or Gerardo to ask their question again.
Okay.
Have there been any new discoveries by researchers in space concerning the state molecule, the Buckyball C-60? Over.
Well, Gerardo, I'm not aware of any kind of experiments regarding the Buckyball in space, but that's not to say there haven't been any. I just don't know of it. Thanks. Over.
Okay, Reigns, time to say goodbye.
Goodbye!
K-N-A-1-S-S, this is W-86-B-N-73, and aloha.
Okay, thank you, and goodbye, Reigns. High school, been a pleasure talking to you. Thank you very much, W-86-B-N-73.
Well, congratulations, ladies and gentlemen. We've shared a moment of history. Amateur radio station W86PN at the Sacred Hearts Academy in Honolulu, Hawaii, operated by Nancy Rochelle and Dick Flagg, contacted astronaut Leroy Chow, KE5BRW, aboard the International Space Station, talking with students at the Raines High School in Emory, Texas. And MCI donated the telecommunications facilities, and Deb and Candy helped out with that so we could share this occasion. I'm glad that Gerardo got to ask his question again, and Felicia, sorry that you didn't get an answer to yours, but congratulations on being part of the space program anyway. And now for the international volunteer team of ARIS, including the Radio Amateur Satellite Corporation, the American Radio Relay League, and NASA. This is Will Marchant, amateur radio operator KC6ROL, sending my greetings to all of you in amateur radio terms, which is 73, and that means best wishes. And Deb and Candy, if you could drop the lines and give us a count of listen only, please.
Thank you.
And Dina and Raines High School, congratulations. Good job.
Thank you very much. We appreciate all your hard work and efforts in this one.
There's a lot of teamwork behind the scenes, just like the entire space program. So it's all a team effort, and congratulations to you folks on being part of the space program.
Thank you.
John, any